time for Swiss Up with Dario Branda. Dario joins us. Exactly 50 years ago, a brutal military coup toppled the government of the democratically elected president, Salvador Allende, in Chile. In this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to have a closer look at Switzerland's rather controversial reaction to this coup and its aftermath. So, Dario, let's start with a little refresh of what actually happened back in 1973 in Chile.
Well, on September 11th, 1973, to be precise, the army led by Augusto Pinochet seized power in Chile. They bombed the presidential palace that day and forced the democratically elected socialist president Salvador Allende to surrender. In the days after the coup, more than 5,000 people were arrested. The violence of the regime, which was mainly directed against leftist activists, left more than 3,000 dead over the years, and more than 1,000 people disappeared without a trace, and a total of 30,000 were tortured by the regime.
But in the Swiss embassy in Santiago de Chile, the coup was celebrated.
Yes, correct. In the Swiss embassy, according to the testimony of the then ambassador Charles Massé, the corks were popping. There was a relief at the fall of the Marxist government under Salvador Allende, and only a few days after the coup, Ambassador Massé officially paid his respects to the new regime after consulting with the Swiss Foreign Department.
So Switzerland was quick in doing so compared to other countries.
Yes, most other Western countries waited a few more weeks before doing so. Italy and Sweden actually reduced their diplomatic activities with Chile to a minimum after the military coup. There was some criticism within Switzerland because the government did not condemn the overthrow of a democratically elected president. But the Federal Council invoked the fact that Switzerland only recognizes states, not governments, actually a doctrine that it applies to this day, and therefore, and I quote, relations are automatically maintained in the event of a change of government. So the Federal Council in Switzerland really didn't bother too much that it was a military coup that led to this regime change.
So why were the Swiss authorities so, let's say, favorable to the coup?
Well, the analysis of the Swiss ambassador in Santiago de Chile were influenced by the anti-communism of the Cold War era. And when the Marxist Union Popular won the elections in 1970, it was feared that a communist dictatorship would be installed, which they feared could put the interest of Swiss companies and Swiss citizens in Chile, of which there were about 1,500, at risk. Swiss diplomacy was hostile to Allende's political project from the beginning and even found words of praise for the military junta under Augusto Pinochet, even though the regime made many people flee the country.
In Switzerland, however, resistance began to rise against the all-too-benevolent attitude towards the military dictatorship under Pinochet.
Yes, especially in leftist circles, churches and NGOs, a strong solidarity movement arose, which put pressure on the Federal Council to apply the asylum law for Chileans more generously. The latter finally intervened with the Swiss embassy in Santiago and forced it to open the doors to Chilean refugees. So by the end of 1982, about 1,500 Chilean refugees had been granted political asylum in Switzerland. Later, more Chileans came to Switzerland still. And even later, I mean, now also the government recognizes that Chileans suffered under the rule of Augusto Pinochet. And so now they also recognize that that wasn't such a great time for a lot of people in Chile. But at the time, no, there was no hiding the fact that actually Switzerland, the Swiss authorities were favorable to this coup.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Dario Brander, for giving us a bit of an update on what happened. Well, a bit of a recap, let's say, on what happened 50 years ago with the brutal military coup that toppled the government of the democratically elected president Salvador Allende in Chile. Thanks, Dario.